Full time here at Braintree, and it finishes at Braintree 2, Maidstone United 1. Maidstone United's fantastic run of form has finally come to an end as Braintree take all 3 points in a game where the Stones will feel they simply didn't perform at their best. Maidstone found themselves behind on 64 minutes. There was a number of efforts and ricochets around the Maidstone penalty area before the ball eventually fell to Matthews, who was completely unmarked around 6 yards out. He made no mistake with the header, sending it home to give Braintree the lead. Then, on 78 minutes, Braintree were awarded a penalty. Lenny Holden was adjudged to have brought down the Braintree striker inside the area, although there was certainly questions over the decision, with the ball appearing to be travelling away from the goal. Matthews stepped up once again, looking to double his tally, and he did exactly that, slotting the penalty into the bottom left corner. Holden actually got a hand to the spot kick, but unfortunately for Maidstone, he couldn't keep it out. The final 10 minutes saw some very questionable decisions from the referee, much to the frustration of the Maidstone players and supporters. But ultimately, Maidstone simply haven't turned up today. They've struggled to create enough and haven't produced the performance we've been accustomed to seeing during the fantastic run. There was a late lifeline for the Stones in the 93rd minute when Maidstone awarded a penalty of their own. Leahy stepped up and confidently dispatched it to make it 2-1. But could Maidstone find the dramatic equaliser? Unfortunately, they couldn't. The whistle goes and Braintree take all 3 points. Maidstone will be particularly disappointed because results elsewhere had gone their way today. But despite the defeat, the Stones remain top of the league. It's certainly not been Maidstone's day here at Braintree, but on the balance of play, Braintree probably deserved the 3 points. So the final score here is Braintree 2, Maidstone United 1. Maidstone's winning one comes to an end, but the Stones remain top of the table and will be looking to bounce back in the next fixture. And don't forget, you can listen to that fixture live on stoneslive.com. I'm James Marshall, reporting for West Kent Radio.